Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
In the meantime, let's talk about finding love after loss. Actor Damian Lewis was recently widowed, and his late wife, Helen McCrory, had advised him before she passed away to be comfortable with moving on to a new relationship. Now British newspapers are saying he's been inundated with offers from women. Well, no surprise there. So today we're asking, how do you approach dating when you're a widower? Or if you're looking to start a relationship with a widower, what do you do then? And when is it okay to look for new love after you lose your spouse? Dating coach Jennifer Haskins joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Jennifer. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Tom. I'm great, enjoying this beautiful weather like everyone else.
Isn't it great?
Amazing.
Damian Lewis and Helen McCrory, that was a very moving story, wasn't it? Would that be a normal thing? Would a woman in that situation where she knows she's not going to survive, would it be normal to be so concerned and to say things like to your husband that I want you to move on, I want you to meet somebody else?
Yeah, it's very common, Tom. I think it's great if people have time to do that. I suppose if someone has a, you know, terminal illness and both husband and wife have time to discuss these issues, well, it's a great opportunity for the person who is terminally ill to say to their partner, look, I'd like to see you happy. I'd like you to move on and meet somebody new. And that is very often the case where it is discussed. But there are times when people die suddenly and the other partner then is left not knowing. But I think most people, you know, if they had a good relationship and a loving marriage, they probably know that their partner would want to see them happy no matter what and would like to see them move on and create a new life for themselves with a new partner.
Right. Is it a different experience, you know, or is it how different an experience is it for men and women in this situation?
It's very different, and most people don't realise that. You see, when a woman loses her partner, other women gather round, all our female friends, we're very supportive of one another, and we're used to expressing, you know, our feelings and our emotions. So if for example, you know, a woman loses her partner, all her friends will start coming around, sitting, talking, you know, you can have a good cry, you can talk about how you feel, and this support goes on, even on a social perspective. So if further down the road, when you're feeling ready to go out and, you know, socialize again, you can still go to a movie, you can go to the theater, you can go on a spa weekend or go to dinner with girlfriends. But when a man loses a partner, number one, he's lost his emotional link, because men express their deep emotions when they're in a relationship with another woman. They very seldom discuss these things to other men. So number one, they've lost that emotional link. And secondly, they've also lost the whole social aspect of it, because what ends up happening is a man isn't going to ring his other, you know, male friends and say, would you like to go to the theatre?
No.
Would you like to go to dinner? It just doesn't happen. They can go to the pub and watch the rugby. They can, you know, play golf together. And maybe there is some discussion around how they're feeling. But you know, men kind of have a tolerance for maybe 15 minutes, half an hour of talking about emotional stuff before it's time to move on and talk about sport or politics. And I mean, I know I'm generalizing here.
No.
You know, men are changing, but
I agree with you. I hook up with... I'm in a band, which is my entire social network. And when we have a rehearsal, I come home and my wife will say, Howard, they'll name the wives of the band members. And I won't have a clue. None of us will have asked each other about each other's wives.
Yeah.
It's just not on the agenda.
Yeah.
Right. So therefore,
no, it isn't.
We tend to put all our eggs into one basket, don't we?
We do. Men do. And, you know, that's no harm. We're very different. As they say, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. How we deal with the emotional part of our lives is very, very different. So therefore, if a woman loses a partner, she probably, you know, develops even stronger bonds with her female friends and male friends. And everybody, as I say, will rally around and help. For a man, there's a much stronger sense of isolation. And that is why men tend to move on much faster and remarry or go into other relationships much faster. Statistically, they will probably anything from a year onwards, they will start then seeking out somebody new.
Right.
But it is fraught with, it's fraught with issues insofar as, you know, what do they do and do they tell their children? I find myself very often being asked, you know, maybe I'll need to go away and talk to my children first, because as you know, I you know, have a dating agency. And they will they'll approach me and we'll get talking, and then they'll say, look, I need to talk to my children, or I need to kind of see how this is going to sit with the rest of the family.
Right.
And that can be hard because, yeah.
I can't help but think that a man, because he doesn't have a support network and because he, you know, he doesn't express himself, more of a social group to go to, he's almost more vulnerable, isn't he? He's suddenly out there.
Yes.
Would he be targeted? Mm-hmm. Would there be a certain, you know, type of woman perhaps out there who might think, here's a nice, you know, a nice potential partner for me?
Well, absolutely. You know, there are a lot of women who would, you know, if they see, well, number one, if women see a man who's recently been bereaved, they will do the same as they would with a woman. They will come over, they'll maybe even start cooking a few dishes. You know, you've heard all these stories about how the man ends up, you know, finding hot pots and, you know, stews left outside the door with a little note, and, you know, the neighbours, you know, they're trying to be supportive, but not overly supportive. But then what tends to happen is, because that support is there, the man might lean on a couple of these women or talk to them or, you know, feel that he can actually open up and grieve with them. And then that is a very special connection, which can lead to something then romantic. So it's kind of, it's quite natural. And I think we should accept these things as being quite natural.
Right. I'm just a bit worried because I was reading the story and it was telling tales of a man who lost his wife. And then as he was walking the dog, found a woman falling at the step beside him within weeks and, you know, offering to come over and then kind of reveal that she knew his wife from their Zumba class. But it seems like she had heard of the wife's death and was thinking, this guy is a catch. And because there is that perception, isn't it, that a widower, he's a man who has committed to a long relationship in the first place. So, you know, he has that side to him.
Absolutely. Well, it's a bit like sometimes somebody will come to me and they'll say, look, I'd rather somebody who wasn't widowed because I don't want anybody that's still grieving a partner. My answer to that is, well, there's two ways of looking at it. If they are grieving their partner, if they did have a good relationship, well, then they believe in love. So they believe in love and they believe that there is such thing as a good relationship, where sometimes somebody separated or divorced can have gone through, you know, a really difficult breakup, acrimonious breakup, and it can leave them, you know, with much more scarred. So every experience, whether it's losing a partner through bereavement or whether it's separating or divorce, all of these things have an effect on us. How we deal with it is the important part. So some women may see a widower as being more vulnerable, maybe being more ready and available, because there is nobody in the background that they have to separate from or they have to get a legal divorce from. And, you know, it's kind of more cut and dry. He's free. He's extremely free, and also free to remarry should the event occur or should that come up in the future. So there's a lot of, you know, attractive qualities about somebody, about a guy, a gentleman has been bereaved. So I can see why for some women it may be, you know, attractive.
Is there a general rule of thumb that you should maybe wait a particular period, maybe a year or so, before you risk any kind of relationship with somebody or not maybe?
It's very subjective, you know, as I've often said, you know, I don't play God. I can't tell who's ready, even though my background is in counselling and psychotherapy and psychology. I still sometimes, you know, when somebody is sitting in front of me and I'm talking to them and interviewing them, I'm trying to establish, are they ready? Because they can seem like they're ready. So what I would do in a situation like that, if they do become a member with me, I would try to give them a period of time that they could freeze their membership, or they could say, look, I want to pause everything for now because I thought I was ready, but now I'm not.
Okay.
And that's fine. Give them breathing space and then let them come back to it at a later date when they feel more ready. But one person may be ready after a year. Someone else may not be ready for 10 years. So it very much depends on the person and what their mindset is around a new relationship. So some people feel that they're, you know, oh, I'm, yeah, you know, I'm not being faithful. There's some, in some way, I'm, you know, I'm not honoring the the memory of my wife, my ex-wife, or my bereaved wife, my deceased wife. So there could be a little bit of guilt around moving on. And sometimes I have to talk them through that and say, well, yes, you know, I can understand you feeling guilty, but there's a lot of life left to live. And if your partner could speak to you, do you think that they would want you to move on and they'd be happy for you? And most people will agree and they'll say, yes, I'm sure they would be, but I don't know whether I'm ready for it. But men do, they are ready much quicker than women. I think women tend to sort of take a bit more time. One of the things is women can tend to maybe have the children. And if they're bereaved, if their husband dies, they very often have children to rear. So the focus then becomes solely on the children, keeping the happy family, maintaining a sense of continuity or a sense of safety for the children. And their concern goes to the children. So that's, again, just the mothering instinct coming out. And then it could be a few years before the children get a bit older, a bit more independent, where the woman then goes, okay, now it's my time.
Right.
But for a man, it's very much quicker. Yeah.
Right. The views of the children as well, they're going to be key as well, aren't they? They can be they can be judgmental over this, or you know, they can feel very discombobulated by the whole experience.
They can, because they can feel also that, you know, I don't really want my dad or my mum to move on with someone else, because they're still grieving and they're still hurting. And again, for them, it might seem like, oh, you know, I really don't want someone else taking that place. I want to keep that memory alive. And then there's inheritance. You know, that's a big one. People kind of, you know, again say, I don't have my children, you know, find this, because bringing a new woman into my life, they may feel that that's going to affect their inheritance. So it's loaded with so much emotion and so much judgment. And very often men will say to me, well, what is appropriate? I don't want people to misjudge me. I don't want people to know about this for a while. I just want to dip my toe in the water and take things gradually, because I don't know what the reaction will be. But at the end of the day, you know, it might be a little bit of gossip for a day or two, but people just move on with their own lives. And
they do.
It's yesterday's news then.
It is, very quickly.
But holding your life, putting your life on hold based on the attitudes and judgments of other people is not really appropriate.
Not
because
a good
it's
way
your
to
life.
Know. Absolutely. When my dad died, my mum met another man, Paddy, and they had 15 years together, which were, I have to say, probably 15 of the best years of her life. She loved him and they had a great time together. So it can be there for people. I have a strong suspicion it's going to be there for Damien Lewis. Jennifer, thank you very much for joining us today. That's Jennifer Haskins there, dating coach on that.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.